Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice 2.
And Ezekiel from The Walking Dead. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening.
Also, booyah! Because I'm schizophrenic.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, so we're going to talk some TV and movies. All week, we are celebrating Jimmy Kimmel's birthday. It was on Monday, and I mean, he is no way affiliated with this show or anything like that. He's just somebody I like, and so that'd be kind of cool to talk about him. And yesterday, we looked at some video games characters that I think he would be really good for. And today, you know, Tuesdays are TV and movies, and I was going to talk a little bit about his filmography, but if you look, pretty much everything he's been in, IMDb has him as 48 credits as an actor, and of those 48, like, 40 are of him playing Jimmy Kimmel, and that's, I don't know, I mean, he's had some cool cameos and stuff and shown up in some cool places. Like when he was on Entourage, Hellboy 2, then Project X, which was an interesting movie, worth revisiting. Ted 2, when he showed up on The Grindr, was great. Of course, I loved The Grindr. That was such a good show. Curb Your Enthusiasm, everything like that. You know, we're all great, but he was essentially just himself and not going too far out to play a role, you know. He's just a fictionalized version of himself. And he was in Teen Titans Go to the Movies as Batman, but didn't have a whole lot of lines. So I was thinking, you know, what would be some cool characters for him to play or voice? And we're going to look at characters. So Kimmel was born in 67, so grew up in the 70s. And I think there's a lot of cartoons from the 70s that need a chance to, you know, come back and shine. Nostalgia is always a thing, especially here on this network. And I think Kimmel, you know, these are shows that he grew up watching because it was the 70s and everybody watched them. But we're going to look at some cartoon characters from the 70s that not only need a comeback, but also need to be voiced by Jimmy Kimmel. And these are in no particular order at all. I would like to see Hong Kong Phooey come back. I really would. I've always loved Hong Kong Phooey. One of my favorite, like, classic shows. Brian Hill, who was on the show a couple of months ago, wrote the great Hong Kong Phooey and Black Lightning crossover for DC recently, and it really got me thinking about how much I really do enjoy Hong Kong Phooey. And want Kimmel as Hong Kong himself, because Hong Kong's a little more aloof, I guess is the best way to describe it, than what Kimmel is. But if you throw him in there as the Sarge, I think that would be perfect. And have him kind of the straight man to, you know, he's usually the, well, not usually, I guess he kind of balances between being the straight guy and the funny guy, but it would be a nice dynamic there, getting somebody that is as witty as him, and you'd have a really solid Hong Kong Phooey show. Yogi Bear is another one that they tried to bring back, even with Justin Timberlake and Tom Cavanaugh, and I honestly don't remember who voiced Yogi Bear, but it was not great. I will say that. It was not the best. So it's something that could definitely be revisited, updated, you know, maybe not just do the weird CGI stuff, just go full-fledged animation. Or, I mean, it can all be computer animation, but make everything in it computer-generated. And bring in Kimmel for Yogi Bear, you know, that kind of lovable character who gets away with crazy schemes and things like that. He could really have fun with that, I think, and especially if you let him do some improving and stuff. For your, well, just for the sake of ideas and jokes, I think if you got Matt Damon to voice the park ranger, Ranger Smith, would be hilarious. Whether they do that in a big movie, I don't know, but maybe on his show, if he did a skit or something, it'd be good. For Boo Boo, I don't know who you'd throw in there, but definitely Kimmel as Yogi Bear would be a whole lot of fun. I know I said I didn't want him as Hong Kong Phooey, but a character, this is a character who, oh gosh, I guess it's been like 10 years ago or more, they tried to bring back. And it was with Jason Lee, who I love, but it just, I don't know, the movie wasn't that bad. It just kind of fell and didn't do anything. It was Underdog. And this is one that I think you could have Kimmel in as Underdog, make him a little snarkier, not like 90s gritty comics snarky, but, you know, where he's more confident and stuff and has more fun with it. It would be a whole lot of fun. And again, don't do the weird, he's a normal dog animated with a cape, and because that just did not work. I think that was part of the reason it didn't work. It just looked weird and strange. As funny as I think it would be to see him as Speed Buggy, I don't see a Speed Buggy movie ever getting made, just because it's a weird, strange property. But he would be a fun Speed Buggy if they ever didn't make one. You also have some characters like Jabberjaw. Back in the 70s, let me backstory here a little bit. Scooby-Doo was super popular like in the late 60s, early 70s. And everybody, well, tried to come up with their own version of it. Even though most of them were still Hanna-Barbera, you had so many rip-off shows of it. I mean, Speed Buggy was one of those. Jabberjaw, Josie and the Pussycats. Then, what else was there? The Funky Phantom, I think was his name. Funky Phantom. Then the Amazing Chan Clan. Inch High, Private Eye. Well, Bailey's Comets was kind of its own thing. But there was all these non-Scooby-Doo shows. And it was really strange. But Jabberjaw is one that kind of stood out and was a little bit different. Because it was a giant talking shark instead of just another dog or a cat or something. And he was a very, like a cowardly lion type character who would talk big and be ready to fight, but then also get kind of scared. He was a nice little mix of Scooby and Scrappy-Doo. If there is any good in Scrappy-Doo, it was moved over to that. And I think lastly, the character who's been getting a big push in the comics lately anyway, that I'd like to see is Top Cat. I think Kimmel, as a guy who's leading around this kind of, oh, not down on their luck, because they're never really down on their luck, but just these guys, this group of cats who don't really have a lot going for them, but, you know, they make the best of what they have and what they do, and they have get-rich-quick schemes and all sorts of fun adventures. I think Kimmel could step in and really bring that leadership and charm and to the character of Top Cat. And it would be enjoyable. I mean, all these, you know, I know a lot of these I've said, oh yeah, they tried and it just didn't work. And, you know, maybe there's a reason for that. Maybe people don't want stuff from the 70s. But I think if you gave these properties a chance, you know, with the right teams and everything like that, that it would be a lot of fun and people would enjoy it. And Kimmel was part of that right team. But let me know what you think. What are some cartoon characters that you would like to see Kimmel play? You can let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're out there. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're also on YouTube. Check us out over there. Email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Do all your usual podcasts, like, share, subscribe stuff with the for us on iTunes. That way you get all the shows, not just this, but Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and Family Sounds. Check out our sister channel, DC Animated Adventures. Things everywhere. You can't complain that we don't give you a lot. I can't speak to the quality, but the quantity of content on our network is amazing. But otherwise, that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time.